morning, everyone. Isn't it beautiful that we may lay under the cross? We thank you very much. And for the people that made the video, and the Lord will see it. And he will see us here together. Isn't that great? That we may know Jesus Christ, Son of God and Redeemer. Last week, Wednesday, I was on at the market. A young man, a teenager, and came to me and he said, "Sir, this week I asked Jesus to come in my heart and he came." Teenagers sometimes just come to people and they tell you that they asked Jesus to come and fill their hearts and they came. So praying on Friday morning for the Ichthus is great. Today we may be under Jesus' cross and we may pray. Today we are going to talk about evangelizing. Christians bring people in contact with Jesus Christ and his great message, so that people may believe in Jesus and have let their lives change through him. It's actually quite a beautiful definition of evangelism. You can read a lot of things on the internet, so it's worth your time. Carla told me, and sometimes something happens to God's message. There are so many different ways to bring Jesus' message, and I would like to proclaim that I am not embarrassed about God's message. It is a saving power for all people who believe. It is the only name on earth where people will be saved and will be saved forever. And that comes from Acts 4 verse 12. I'm not embarrassed about God's word because it is power for everyone who believes. Jesus is the only one on earth who gives salvation. I would like to read from Matthew 28. Matthew 28, verse 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
Matthew 28:16-20. And yeah.
Father, we thank you that we may be here and we may live under your powerful name that will save us. There is no other name than the name of Jesus, Jesus, the Messiah, where we may be saved. Oh Lord, we praise your holy name that we may come together in your name, in the name of Jesus, and then today at this moment you are with us. Oh Lord, we ask you for a blessing. We ask for a blessing of all your good things. Oh Lord, that we may be filled with your Spirit, so we may continue to be a witness in this world for the things that you have brought forth. That's how we pray for your blessing. Amen. This morning is kind of filling a continuation of things that we have talked about. On the 27th of February, Nico told us that God has created us to know him, to love him, to be one family, so that we can teach others to love and follow Jesus, to grow in his image and serve each other. And last week Esther told us about the unique body of Jesus, that we are Jesus' unique body, where every one of us, and we may stand our place, and that we may support each other and help each other. And it is time for us to stand up, because the world is waiting for God's children, so that we can see them and we can hear them. And that's what we are going to talk about today, to continue to pass on the message of love. And the world that is waiting for God's Son to be revealed, like we can read in the book Revelation. But now we are going back to Matthew 28. Jesus' disciples were completely overwhelmed and upset after he was taken prisoner in Gethsemane. The disciples ran away. They fled. One of them ran away naked. He took off, apparently naked. Someone went, followed Jesus sneakily, but once they asked Jesus if he knew who Jesus was, he said he had no idea who Jesus was. And after the crucifixion, they heard a lot of stories about Jesus who was raised from the dead, but it was hard for them to understand. Maria of Magdalene and Maria, the mother of Jacob, they had already met Jesus after he was raised from the dead, because they had gone to balsam him. And they had told the disciples that he was raised from the dead, and that he wanted to meet his disciples in Galilee. And the disciples went away. And then Jesus went back to them in Galilee, and he said to them, I have received all the power in heaven and on earth. Go and teach all the nations and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teach them everything that I have taught you. And see, I will be with you to the very end of the world. Amen, he said. And that is how it will be. And today I want to look with you to these words to discover what these words really meant and what it meant to the disciples who heard those words back in the day and what it means for us today. I made 7 questions to discuss this great task that Jesus has given us. These are 7 questions. Who was the one that gave this assignment? For who was this assignment meant? How did they deal with this assignment? What is the result of this assignment? How do we look at this assignment in today, in the contemporary world? What does this assignment say for the future? We start with 1. Who gave this assignment? Well, that was pretty clear. It was Jesus, the risen Lord, that had all power in heaven and on earth. And when the disciples were being prepared to deal with Jesus' suffering and death, he didn't call himself God's Son. He called himself Son of Man. The Son of Man shall die. The Son of Man shall suffer, and he shall be brought over to the chief priests. The Lord Jesus often referred to himself as the Son of Man. Jesus came to the earth. He's equal to God, but he came himself, he offered himself, and he became a Son of Man. He was equal to man, a servant to man. He wanted to obey God in all circumstances as a human being, up and including his death on the cross. He did this out of love for his Father, and also for the humankind. He loved God so much that God loved his people so much that he gave his only Son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. He also looked forward to the happiness and joy that this suffering would bring. He offered himself as a free sacrifice. Nobody made him do it. He said, "Here I am, Father. Let me do your bidding." An angel came from heaven to Jesus to give Jesus strength. And that is why, because Jesus did all these things, that Jesus received a name above all names. And they gave him, he is given all the power in heaven and on earth. The raised Lord, that's how the disciples saw him. And they came to him, and they worshipped him, and they fell on their knees, and they worshipped him. But some of them wondered, and they doubted, is it really him? And then Jesus said, I am with you till the very end of the world. That little word, see, and see actually means wake up, open your eyes, something changed. And now he says, see, I am with you. Open your eyes, I will be with you. Hashem Adonai means I am with you till the end of the world, till the very end, all the days, not only the days that we are safely in the Shekinah Church, but all the other days when you are unhappy, when you're not feeling well, the Lord is there. I am will be with you. I will be with you all the days till the end of the earth. And it can take a long time, a very long time. And sometimes you think, wow, it's already 2,000 years. It's a very long time. Amen. It's true. And this assignment ends with amen. And amen means, so shall it be. The Lord, the risen Lord, has all the power in heaven and on earth, and a great promise, I will be with you. He will be with you. He will be in front of you. He will be behind you. He will be all around you. He will lay his hand upon you and give you peace. Who did the Lord give this assignment to? Well, it was for the 11 disciples. He told the disciples to meet him in Galilee, and they came. And only Judas wasn't there. And the 12th disciple, they had to choose a 12th disciple. And he gave them the assignment, go. Go and make disciples of all nations. But before he sent them away, he first taught them 40 days. He sat with them and he talked about everything about God's kingdom. 40 days he told them through the power of the Holy Spirit. Things that you haven't heard and things you haven't seen are things you can't tell. But Jesus told them everything. I would have loved to be there. Can you imagine 40 days with Jesus that he could have taught you everything? They had come to faith. They were signed with a holy promise. But they had to wait for God's promise of the Holy Spirit. And once they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they would have the power to witness. The Holy Spirit is only there for those who acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. The world cannot receive the Holy Spirit if they don't know about Jesus. They were going to be witness in Jerusalem and Samaria and the whole world. And on the very first day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit arrived. And it filled them, and they witnessed the Holy Spirit, and how did they deal with telling the people about Jesus? Well, they did exactly what Jesus had told them to do. Since the very first day, they did exactly what Jesus had asked them to do. And the first day, 3,000 people were converted. And later on, they traveled to different places and they continued to share the gospel of Jesus, and when people accepted the gospel, they were baptized, and then they were taught about Jesus, and they were educated about Jesus, just exactly the same way as Jesus had taught them to share about him. And what happened after the disciples started sharing the story about Jesus? I told you already that 3,000 people were converted the first day because they asked what they had to do once that they had explained, and they had said they needed to change their lives and be baptized. And that's what they did. 3,000 people. I really do wonder how that happened. 3,000 people baptizing 12 people. That's a big job. I think that the people that were converted started baptizing other people. It must have been an amazing day. Philip went to Samaria. And he arrived to Samaria, and they listened to him, and they believed him, and they were baptized, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Later on, Philippi went to Caesarea, and he went to Syria. And he told them about Jesus, and a lot of new people. And then they went to Cyprus, and then they went to Turkey, and to Cyprus, to Italy, and to Spain, and that's how it happened. The message of Jesus, 2,000 years later, every single nation has heard of Jesus. Every country, every place, they have heard in Jesus. I have been in countries, and then there was say, you are not allowed to take a Bible. The funny thing is, they all know about the Bible, but they don't want you to take a Bible, but they know a Bible exists, even within their borders. All of the people know of Jesus. But there are lots of areas where people don't want to hear anything about God's Word anymore. There are a lot of people that stand up and say, I don't want to hear about it anymore. Jesus prayed for all of us with his disciples. I don't only pray for them, but I also pray for the people that will come to faith because of the words they hear. The Lord prayed that you would save us from the evil one. How do we look at God's task, Jesus' task to evangelize? The message of God's kingdom, to share that with people that we know. When you come to church, it's easy to talk about God because you know people here come to talk about God. But to tell people in your personal circle, your colleagues, your friends, your family, then you might be scared or embarrassed or maybe fearful to talk about your faith with people that never say anything about it, that maybe are not interested at all, or to tell them about God's Word. That can be very scary. Satan is always ready to make you feel, to attack you. How old-fashioned, God's Word, who does anything with that? We live in the time of science. We live in the time of technique. Ah, that's all so old-fashioned. Who believes that? How on earth do you think we would believe that stuff that was written down 6,000 years ago? It's not explainable. It's not scientific. God created the world in 7 days. He has healed people. He has raised people from the dead, and Jesus Christ, and a lot more miracles, and science seems to know better these days. But God our Father is the same. He's not changed. The assignment that Jesus gave is the same. God's promises are the same. And the congregation is the place where the Holy Spirit lives. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Do you believe that? Who believes that? Who really believes that these days? Or is there hesitation when Jesus says, I have all the power on earth and in heaven. Go and share my news with all the people, and I will be with you till the end of the days. I have met people in countries that have go through great risk if they mention Jesus' name in public, and they do it. And do we still believe that, or are we uninterested? What are we afraid of? Why do we feel ashamed to talk to our colleagues and our friends about Jesus? I think it is Satan who keeps us afraid. 2 weeks ago, I was in Dever. Dever is by Westerveld. And Westerveld, there are a lot of church centers. You have a very old church. And what did I read? 10 of the 13 churches in Denver have been closed because there is no interest. Sometimes I come to a church in Holland where there are a couple of people. We know about God's Word. Most of us have a Bible in our house, but we are not interested. We just finished singing, Jesus is the truth, the way and life. And then it scares us that more of us listen to Jesus at this old-fashioned. In this time of science and technicalities, the Bible has become old-fashioned. It's not important. Everybody should see that this is a congregation of Jesus Christ. When people live around you and they don't know you are Christian, then I wonder where this world is going to. And I want to call you for now, for today, and for the future. Everything in earth is mine. We believe in God the Creator, and that God will not let go the work of His hands. One day, the world will be complete and will be grown like a mature world. It will be ready, it will be ripe, so that the Lord will return, and then also the body of Christ is almost complete. The signs in the world today show us. Jesus said, once all the world knows about Jesus, the end will come. And we know that everyone knows about Jesus on earth. What's going to happen when the world is complete? Well, the church will be raised to be with Christ, and you will be with Jesus forever. Do you know that you will be part of that? Are you waiting for this wonderful moment that one day I am a child of God and one day Jesus will call me to be with Him? Jesus suffered for you. So all the happiness that would be with Him, that we may carry God's happiness in us through His Spirit, and that we are longing for the moment that Jesus comes, that we will be raised to be with Him forever. If you do not wish for that, then we need to talk about this. And once that happens, Jesus will come back to Israel and to build the country. Last week we read something about Ezekiel 37, which is symbolic for the country of Israel, where the dead bones come to life, where the dead country of Israel comes to life. And they came to life. Do you believe that? The Spirit will be filled and they will come to life. It's going to happen. It's not going to take a long time. I can't wait for that to happen. I am so looking forward to that moment. These words were prophesied about the country of Israel, and we see it happening. The people of Israel were spread out through all of the world, and they came back, and we see that today. We have a country of Israel, and people that do not want to come back will be hunted down and will be fleeing other countries to come back to Israel. And we see that happening today. And they will worship Jesus one day, and he will come. He will come on the clouds, and everyone will see him arrive. Jesus will be a king for 1,000 years, the king on the throne of David. A whole lot of people think, it's taking such a long time. But we need to know that the time is near, and we have to realize and not want people to be lost. The truth is Jesus, and he is coming, and we are messengers of God and his Son. Paul writes this as a conclusion, so we are messengers, and God has sent us in the name of Jesus, and we need to ask you to go and be you need to go to God and ask for forgiveness and make sure your way to God is free. If there are people that don't know about God and wonder about it, don't leave here without knowing, but you need to figure it out. I have a great longing to his coming. Come. Everyone needs to come. Those who are thirsty should come and take the living water for free. Be reconciled with the Father. And Jesus says, I will come soon. Do you want to be involved in Do you want to be involved in spreading God's word? He will give you talents to do that. He will be with you. There are three things most important in evangelizing. Number one is pray. There is so much conflict. You can see in the Bible books of the disciples that they will be confronted with so much conflict. I will show you a little bit. They prayed to God and said, Lord, you made the heaven and earth and everything that is in the earth. And you have told our father David, why do the heathens sit and think evil of us? Why do the kings of the earth meet each other to meet and discuss fighting against the people of Israel? Everyone they all sat down and conspired against Jesus. Lord, please take care of their threats and give us what we need so that we may continue to share your word. That there may be signs and miracles in your name.
And while they prayed, while they were praying, then something happened. The place where they met started to shake like an earthquake. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and shared God's word with immeasurable freedom. We are going to do a course 10 days, and you might think, oh, I've been there. I've heard it all. Do you want me to go to that again? The whole world is ready to shut us up, but we need the Holy Spirit, and that's why we need to be together. Because they said, Lord, pay attention to what people are doing to us. The Lord will fill you with the Holy Spirit. Are you looking forward to seeing miracles and things happen? Then you need to pray and you need to give. It has nothing to do with money. Give yourself to God as a living sacrifice. And we may follow Jesus in this. And then you go with Jesus' commandment to go and share about him with all the nations, because he will be with you till the end of the earth. Amen. Shall we pray? We gave each other a hand last week. You may give each other a hand so that we may feel as an army together. Please stand. Father in heaven, we want to thank you and praise you that you are the raised Jesus, that you have died and been raised from the dead. And Lord, you gave us the commandment to go and make disciples of all nations. Help us do what you asked us to do and believe that you will be with us like you promised till the end of the days. And Lord, we are here. We stand before you and we want to know you, and we do know you, and we ask you to come with your Holy Spirit. Fill us with your Spirit so that we share, and we are willing to share wherever we are, that we will be your servants and we will be your witness. Oh Lord, we thank you that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit even when everything seems against us, O Lord. We know you are for us. You will. Every week we hear about your name. We praise you and we worship your great name. And for the promises you give that you will be with us till the end of the world. Thank you for this morning. Amen. And in conclusion, you received a form on your chair or in your neighborhood, and I would like to, together with the other people here, to experience the fire of God's word, and you can fill it in. You can give the form to the people that are here for the Evangelical Committee. Albert John? Where's Albert John? Can you stand up, Albert John, so you know who you can give the form to? Pete, can you stand, please? Peter, Nico, and me. You can give the form to us. And we hope that a lot of people come for a practical evangelical evening that we may learn. And here in Droneson, we may know to meet people in Droneson and tell them about Jesus, because there are many people in Droneson that have no idea who Jesus is. It's on the 31st of March in the Shekinah Church. Thank you very much. Jesus, God's majesty is shown. Jesus sacrificed himself, and he will be raised up, and he will be